Hello, my name is Amir Lev and I'm CTO at Comtouch, a messaging security company that has been in business since 91. In this HelpNet Security podcast, I'm going to talk about the state of email security today. In the last 20 years, most of the virus writers were script kiddies who looked for vulnerabilities in applications and designed attacks to exploit them. The purpose was to show off their skills by exposing weaknesses in popular corporate software. Today's malware writers no longer just pull pranks to boost their egos. They write and propagate malicious code for profit. They either make the profit themselves or being paid by criminals to do the job. It is very lucrative to use the skills to achieve practical goals, like seeding a new botnet that can be used for a variety of illicit activity, like sending spam, stealing passwords, and other fraudulent activities. Whereas previously malware writers would target application weaknesses, now they are targeting weaknesses in the antivirus solutions themselves. Malware writers realize that traditional AVs are limited to how quickly their virus lab can detect, develop, and distribute signatures for each new outbreak. So now they target the biggest vulnerability of the AVs themselves. That's the reaction speed. The average cycle for releasing a new signature by the AV vendors can be a few hours. The malware writers make use of their networks of infected computers, known as botnets, to distribute a very massive outbreak of new malware code. They can send millions of virus copies in just minutes. By the time the AV vendors notice the attack, it is already gone. Recently, they added a new trick, sending out multiple variants of the attack. By the time the AV vendors identify an attack and find a signature that will protect its customers, the virus writers start sending new variants of the attack that are not being blocked by the new signature. If the IT manager now asks the AV vendor, "Am I protected against the new attack?" the reply would be yes, but in fact the new variants that are also part of the new attack are sneaking in. The current state of email security is a dangerous status quo. Just like in the famous children's story, The Emperor's New Clothes, everybody is happy in denial. The virus writers are able to seed infected computers that will later serve them in carrying out their profitable attacks. The AV vendors, they are able to get a stamp of approval from testing labs because the testing methods did not adjust to the new threats. In the monthly tests, the AV solutions are being challenged only with the viruses that are active on the internet at the time of the test, what is known also as the in the wild list. All malware variants that were distributed during the month and are no longer active will not be tested. Guess what? The AV solution is blocking almost 100% of the malware, but it did not do so while the malware was distributed. And what about the users? They feel great. They bought an AV solution and believe they are protected. The new malware works in stealth mode. It does not delete files or format the disk. It tries to stay silent and do the job, send spam, steal passwords, etc. So everybody is happy, but the truth is that the emperor has no clothes. Most enterprises today implement sweeping policies to block certain types of attachments like executable files or zip files because their AV solution is unable to recognize and block only the malicious attachments. It has now become such a standard that some IT managers would say, "I see no problem with my AV solution. I block all attachments coming to my organization, so I have no viruses." While in fact, they should have said, "My AV solution is not functioning. I had to block all attachments coming to my organization." Email-borne cybercrime has become so lucrative that organized crime has recruited highly skilled programmers to develop the best technology to achieve its ends. The malware being distributed is focused on revenue-generating activity and can serve more than one target. A good example could be the recent Storm attacks. The distributed program is small and only serves as a backdoor. After hitting the infected computers, it links to a URL and downloads the next code, which might be a spam-sending code. After sending out spam, it will go on and download other components that might include a password logger, an email address stealer, an email virus spreader, or a DDoS attack tool. It will also upgrade itself to the newest malware version. by infecting multiple computers, the computer owner, also known as a botmaster, is now controlling a network of zombie computers that can serve multiple functions, what is called a blended threat. So, what can AV vendors do about it? What can we do about it? AV vendors need to enhance their zero-hour competencies. Blocking outbreaks in real time requires a combination of two capabilities. First, a view on global internet traffic can help detect the massive outbreaks within seconds. An internet-based detection system is much faster than any reporting system that is in place today. In conclusion, today, just knowing that you have an antivirus solution is not enough, since the virus writers are targeting the weaknesses in the AV engines. Other methods must be put in place that detect and block simultaneously.